Hello and welcome to another day with Tiffany. I am a very grateful recovering addict. Today is Monday and I am very thankful for being alive today. On my Facebook Live, I talked today about what to do while you're in treatment, like the best ways and the best things and how to get the best out of going to treatment. And I believe that anybody that is coming off of heroin or pain pills, Suboxone, methadone, any of that, anybody that actually is trying to recover from any kind of mind-altering chemical should do treatment. And it really can't hurt anything except make you a better person and give you different reasons and ways to react to different situations. For me, you know, listening at the beginning was a very big deal. Listening to what other people said, the ones that had more time than me, the old timers, the ones at the meetings that knew what they were talking about, you know, like every meeting I tried to grab something out of it. And sharing also is very important. Just even starting to like read the papers at the beginning of how it works and the steps and the traditions and whatnot. And then that kind of gets you comfortable with the whole atmosphere. And then it's kind of a little bit easier to start sharing. And once you get to know the people that are in the rooms with you, and it just kind of goes hand in hand. But once you do all of that, you know, and you start sharing and whatnot, being honest is a very big one. 'Cause if we just hold things in and we don't make amends to the wrong things that we've done in our past, or even like keep trying to hide things, you know, that's just going to keep us sick. It's not going to make anything better. And that's just it. It really gets rid of the whole point and what we're trying to do and trying to get better and better ourselves, you know, and start a new way of living. You know, they say people, places, and things, but like, I mean, it is absolutely everything, like how you do things, how you carry yourself, your character, the way you react to certain situations, you know, like all this stuff all goes hand in hand into being a better person and to recover the way that is so clear to some people. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit more time for some people to get. But once you get that, once you get that feeling of being free, like that's where it's all at. That is when it's so worth it. When you can grow and you can take suggestions and you're no longer personalizing things, that's where it's at. When you can start feeling like a real person, a real human, and you know what you're doing it for, you finally have a purpose. I've been doing this since 2000.